So you ask, why didn't talk about? We'll get back to all. Why didn't talk about what the Mashal of Ramban and the Ramban are disagreeing about? Okay. In terms of halakha, okay. I pointed out that the Rambam comes with a certain assumption, okay, and the Ramban questioned that assumption, okay. That's all okay. The question is, you see, I'm just confused. If you play the Ramban's assumption to its large conclusions, it means there is a mitzvah d'oraisa somewhere tucked away in the Torah telling you to say Hallel, but there was no nusach for it. Okay? So, the question is, how do we digest that? Where is there such a mitzvah? What are we talking about? Okay? In other words, the Ramban projecting what he has, the Ram knows that the Gemara says, Yud Ches Yom Sheyom Gom Vez Hallel, so that is Dovid HaMelech, and that's Hallel, okay? And that's what Chazal say. So the question is, how can you imagine that can be Nemem Misina?
But that's not the way the Rambam faces the problem. It doesn't say the problem is, I have no source. The problem is Dovid HaMelech said the words.
No, that's not no source. Emphasizes. So he's assuming, he's ready to assume that it was said at Sinai, okay? But what was said at Sinai, since it's very clear that the way Chazal formulate the mitzvah, that the mitzvah is, so what is it, a Kabbalah be Sinai, that what? To say Hallel? To say Shevach?
That's what Ramban says.
Okay, but the way La Lachan does formulate the mitzvah is Hallel. Okay, and the Ram knows, see, I'm just, it's very confusing talking what they're talking about. You see, the in other words, the Ram's whole premise in the first Shoresh is that mitzvahs have to be Nemel Moshe Misinai. Okay? So how can you say Hallel was Nemel Moshe Misinai? So he assumes that the Hallel is the Hallel we're talking about. Okay? I don't know if you gain or you lose anything by saying that, you know, it's difficult to imagine because the way the Bahag suggests, he formulates the mitzvah. See, the Ramban does something which is a priori no. The Bahag formulates Yud Ches Yom Shigurim as Ha-Halel, okay? And we're talking about a peculiar thing called Halel. Ramban says, you know, let's assume, give the Bahag the benefit of the doubt, but I can't bring the Ram into this because to talk about a Hallel, you have to know where it was said and what was said at Har Sinai and what was going on. It is true that we have to see the Mom Psochim, Efshe Yisrael, Shurcha Pischeim, those are the Hallel, or the Vim Bebeinayim Omu. So we'll have to see what that means. We'll get to that in Mez Hashem. But a priori, if that was the mitzvah, I don't see the big problem here in Rambam. Okay? It's confused what the Ramban is saying. So I don't know. I usually like to talk about what are people disagreeing about when everyone clearly says what they're saying, okay? The Ram is only clearly taking up the Bahag at his words and saying that's what he says. So what does it all mean? And the Ramban says, don't take it at his words, okay? So yes, what are they disagreeing about? You understand what I'm saying? Okay. That's why I did what I did. That's why I didn't explain what the Maholikas is, because it's very much conjecture. And I usually do not deal with conjecture because, you know, once it's conjecture, you know, he says his thing, I'll say my thing, you know, I don't even know if I know what I'm talking about either. Okay? Now, let me just take up a few things that I saw that I left out. And I hope they have somewhat interest, okay? What is the gate to this week's parasha? Okay, that's why I decided, okay, we'll talk about it. The Rambam in Mitzvah Hay, which we didn't go through, you know, I had wanted to go through the Rambam and the Ramban line by line, which is a little tedious, but I'll just show you a highlight here and there, and then we'll move on. But I think it's an interesting highlight. When Mishnasay, Shreb Eliezer Beno Shreb Yosef Glili, there's such a sefer, okay? Mishnasay, Shreb Eliezer Beno Shreb Yosef Glili. Okay, and the Ram quotes this as a source. Okay, Or Mishnosei Shem Liyezer Brinosh of Yitzigli Omru Minayin Le'ikat Filo B'Seich HaMitzvahs Mehocha Es Hashem Elokecha Tiro Oisei Ta'avoy. Okay? So the way the Ram V'Omru Ibdu B'Teirosei Ibdu B'Tfilosei. Okay? So that's a separate source, okay? Kloima, shehei hamatoyu l'spalu boi v'necho k'mo shebeish leim. Okay, correct? So, what the Rambam is doing over here, understand. You see, the problem is our text, and the question is what's going on, okay? If you bother to look up this Mishnasa Shav Yisek, Rabbi Eliezer Benoi Shav Yisek Lili, okay? Which in Parsha Yud Beis in the edition, it's in Omen, Reish Chav Ches, it says like this. And it doesn't have the text, the question of Rambam, a different text, he's working on our text, presents it, okay? Omru, minayin li'ikat tfila b'seich ha-mitzvahs, mehocha. This is what the Rambam says. Ez Hashem Elokecha tiro v'yitzi ta'avoy. Okay. So, the emes is, looking at this gear the way he has, it don't make no sense. What do you see? Ez Hashem Elokecha tiro v'yitzi ta'avoy, that you see anything. The drash doesn't make any sense. You know, what is it telling you? We have a Nusach in front of us, and the Nusach in the Mishnah of Eliezer is like this. Minayin lika tefila b'seich ha-mitzvahs, shneema, ez Hashem Elokecha tiro. Who's tchilascha? Who's tchilascha? Utfila usihira, utfila usihira achasi. Okay. So, you know, question: what happened over here? Okay. So,
where's
the
source?
This is the pasuk in what they call the weekly portion.
No, I know.
This,
by the way, where's
this Mishnah Rabbi? It's a sefer Mishnah Rabbi Yisrael Gibri Yisrael. One of the Tanoim. It was published also. Okay? It's in Parsha Yud Beis, Omer Reish Chav Ches in the published edition. Okay? So the Rambam seems to learn that the Makor is from Eisei Tavoid. Okay? In Avodah Tefillah, correct? You don't know why Avodah Tefillah per se, okay? And the Nusach that we have in the Medrash doesn't mention any word about Avoida. He says, "Hu silascha utfilu sihil achasi." Okay, so the emphasis is, "Hu silascha v'lokech," the pasuk afterwards, and it's putting kilos dash and smichas of pesukim. Okay, now I'm just telling you this because there's a lot of amazing things going on over here. Okay. So let's start with Tshuvas HaGeinim. I just show you what seems to be. This seems to be a priori Medrash Pliya, okay? We'll see afterwards if it's less than a Medrash Pliya. But what I want to do is make it a very interesting thing, and we'll see if we can get to the bottom of it, okay? There's Tshuvas HaGeinim, okay? Now, the emes is the Gein. And the Safed Sneusa quotes this in the name of the Bahag, and I was m'urger to the person who put out the Green Siddur, the Ezelio, that there's no such Bahag, and it's a Tshuvas HaGeinim. Okay? And this is what the Green is referring to in his reference to it in Safed Sneusa. Okay? This is the Tshuvas HaGeinim. Listen to Tshuvas HaGeinim. Shuvas Agoinim, there's a mitzvah deraisa to say Pesukei Dezivot. Pesukei Dezivot is a deraisa. Okay? That's an important idea to know. So Zakta Gainim, Shuvas Agoinim Chadoshes, it was published by Ofek in Simon Lamed Aleph. Usha'altem Apsuke Zimro Achre Shehe Mitzvah Mirakosu Hanemar He Hu Silotcho Vu Elokecho. Oh, it's a mitzvah. As a state in the Gainim. How can you ask the question? It's a mitzvah and a kosov. It's a shaken posik. The Goin in Safin's Tenusa in Sir Perikei Diramasu Chamisha Malchin seems to interpret that there's a mitzvah of Mamiros Tsuki de Zimor Kol Yorim Medaraisa. But who see he lost Chavuelokechov? So what does it do with Chavuelokechov? What's the who see he lost Chavuelokechov? So there's another Shuvah Sagoinim. Okay? That's the Goin possesses after the Sedusa. That's another Shuvah. Okay? I'm just trying to think the puzzle, and this, the who see Lasechov, is what the Mishnah of Eliezer is referring to. Okay? So it becomes very interesting at the moment. Another Shuvah Sagoinim. The discussion, it's talking about the Issa of speaking between Yishtabach and Birkas Kriyishma. It's a Chuvah Rav Natanoi. It's in Ofek Brody Orechaim Simen Chafed. V'Mesiach B'Tfilo Omru Chachomim Osa Losuach Bein Yishtabach L'Prishas Al Shma Kivan the Karmrinan Li'olam. What's the problem? The Kabbalah says B'Sasiach is Chosam El Chumachoma. But have you ever asked yourself, who knows what? But what's the problem? Do you know what the problem is? It's very mysterious, correct? Okay? You say that? So
in the word between Tefillin Shorosh and Tefillin Shayat, and there the problem is because of the bracha.
That's also not true. It's the bracha, because the Baal Amor says independent of the bracha. There should be a hefsek b'chal, and this b'chal and naftamin is those who put Tefillin on the chalamoy. Can they talk or not? Okay, say that. I'm not getting. They don't make a bracha on the Amor. Okay, but I'm not getting involved in any of this. Okay, I just read it. Shuvas Agoyim. Okay, say that. Let them speak. Kivet ha-gvin li-olim yasta od mishvokha shala kodesh bochu v'yacha kach yispalil You hear? That which we normally interpret in the Gemara in Brachos li-olim yasta od mishvokha shala mokoim, that is going on Baruch Shema and the whole Pesukei Dezivot. And that's what the Gainim interpret, who's chilos chavu elokecho, that the tehilo has to precede Kabbalah's Malchus Shamayim. Who's chilos chavu elokecho. And it's bedafka, okay? And that, the truth is, I'm not getting involved. The Shuvas Agoyim, in fact, some of them take it very seriously about this, that if you forget Pesukei Dezivot before davening, it's a lost cause. Because L'Olam Yisadik, also the Gantz Pesukei Dezivot, was said in L'Olam Yisadon and Shemach Shemokin. Okay? Who's he lost? Chavu Elokecho. Okay? Say it. Now we have that. Okay. This is certainly not the way with the Mishnah of Lazar Bereis Aglili, because Tilos Chol Ba'atzmo is not Tfila, because the way we have it, the Tehillah is not Tfila. But it's only a chelik of Tfila, because Tfila requires the Olam Misad the Odom, Badafka. Right? I didn't do anything yet. I quoted two Tshuvas Agayinim, okay? Correct? And a Mishnah of Eliezer, but you know. Now the whole thing becomes very interesting. I thought you'd enjoy this, and this is because, first of all, it's not a thing on the parsha, which I'm not, you know, one of these things, you know, how does the parsha negate to the chasen or to the bar mitzvah or to the chais? I'm not, you know, I don't get this exactly. Okay, maybe it's a great belief in hashgacha pratis that if the bar mitzvah was there and the parsha, okay, I don't know what it is. Okay, whatever it is, but this mechayer you can say is negate. Okay. So there's a seder from Tehillah and Tilascha. So l'cheira, it's a smichas akroi, es Hashem alokecho tira, oisei tavoid, uvoi sidbok, uvishmoi tishoveya. Who's Tilascha vo alokecho? And what comes out, maybe the way the Rambam's learning the Mishnah of Lazar, is that the next pasuk is coming to explain the Aveda in the pasuk before. Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, Oisei Tavoid, Uvoi Sidbok, Uvishmoi Tishoveya. Who's Tilascha vo Elokecha? And the Who's Tilascha vo Elokecha is a taich. What's the Aveda in the pasuk before? That the Aveda before is tefila requires to be maschil b'tehila. Who tilaschil alokecha? Which is halel. They call oima halel b'chol yomar b'chad spek the gemara halel b'chol yomar b'chad b'gatif. So the gemara says, ki komin b'psukin zimu. The gemara Shabbos kufit chesim. So it comes out.
You're connecting the Rambam and the Gaon?
No, I'm connecting. I'm saying if the Rambam, if his Girsa, the question is, what did the Rambam do with this Pika de Rav Elazar? This, not Pika de Rav Elazar, this Mishas Rav Elazar, the way it isn't Tfus, we don't understand B'chal what it's talking about, okay? We don't understand how it's negated here, okay? The way it's written in the Rambam is say for mitzvah b'chal, don't know what the drash is. Okay, something's left out. Okay, we don't know where he gets this from. Okay, all I'm just telling you is somehow the Ge'inim were also entrenched in this Mishnas Rav Eliezer. Okay, then it comes out that maybe they learned Tfila was part of the general Kabbalah of Rosh Hashanah. We'll see what I mean. Okay? This Tzuki, the Zimlo Misad Odom Tfila, sorry? And there's the Tzuki, the Zimlo, and the Kabbalah of Rosh Hashanah. And that's V'Oisei Tavoid. That Avoida, which is Tfila, has to start with Tehila. And after Zuel Kecha. And that's what the Gemara says. Hogreitz in Ram learns up that Shabbat Shikabel of Omach Shemaim Shleima. Because I always look at the Gemara and think we're talking about. Oh, call us the Shemaim. What do I say? So I say, what should I do? So the Gemara says, Oh, Shikabel of Shemaim Shleima. It's Ke'evin Mamish. The Yibina Tihilo Shevach Koydim Elokecha. Call Shemaim. This is the Gemara Brachas. You're down with A's. I always was bothered. The last part, what is it to do? So I say, if not, fill in this, that, is to make yourself ready. Ready for the, you know, be ready. Okay, go to the chais, you know, I can hear it. But what's the end of the maimah? What's achach yispalel? But if you learn the pshat is, that also the kriyish, the tefillah also goes, and that's the abu, that's the abdusha boy, and that's the husilach kecho, and that's the shuvas agoinim. So maybe the mission Rabbi Yosi Adlili could be going in that fashion. Okay, I'm not telling you anything. I'm just telling you two things. I'm telling you that the text in the Ram that we have in front of us, we don't know what he's talking about. Okay, correct. The text that we have in the text. In our published Mishnah Shrav Lozer, Rabbi Yisag, we don't have any idea what this has to do with what the Ram is talking about. We have two tshuvas agdonim which point that the word hu tilascha, there's some relationship between Kabbalah from Rosh Hashanah and Psukim de Zimra, okay? And then maybe that's working, the Oisit Tavoy and the Kabbalah from Rosh Hashanah is in Lo Abachis. But then the Gemara says, Kabbalah Zerah Shalema. That's all I'm wondering about. The whole thing is a Medrash Pliya. These ideas are certainly important to know. Whether I'm completely off, as they say, completely off, or whether I'm saying something I can't tell you, because you have no clue. Okay? Everything I told you I think is amazing, and you have to decide whether it means anything.
What you read in your Nusach of the Sefer Mitzvahs was Bama Vodaso Vodaso Vitaraso Vodaso Vitriloso. Here it's Avodaso.
One thing I read, it said, Hu Siloso Utfilo Utihila Achasi. It doesn't mention what Oisi Tavu Bechal in our text.
No, I'm saying of the Sefer Mitzvahs.
The Ram Sefer Mitzvahs, what he says is, that it just doesn't say the Oisit Tavu. It just says Ezra Shemal Agaz Atil the Oisit Tavu. Period. That's all it says.
But didn't you read Amru Avodaso?
If you read Filosa, that I think is a Sifri. That's not this text here. That's something else. That's what do with Oisit Agli. If you do with Filosa, you don't need Oisit Tavu. Or even if it's a drosh of an Oisit Tavu. The Mishnah of Rav Lozer of Yosef Gli doesn't add anything, subtract anything from it.
Right. No, I'm just saying that here it quotes it. Ibdu b'terasa, ibdu b'migdasho.
Right.
That's
a Sifri.
Okay. Right.
That's not this text. I think. And I was thinking, let me just check for a second. I'm ready to be corrected. I think. Oh, they call it Medrash Tanoim, in Medrash Hagodol. But this is two separate things.
Okay.
This is Vi Omru.
Okay.
Vi Omru, Pashtus in Vi Omru is a separate Maimah. Okay? You know, you could just. You know, you could come and say, okay, someone could come and say, but you know, that the Medrash maybe said, you could flip it a different way, that Rabbi Eliezer of Yosef Glili, what he says is incomprehensible unless you put it together with the Medrash Tanoim, the Medrash Hagodol, Yivdu B'Telosa, Yivdu B'Mikdasha. This is free also, I'm not mistaken. Okay? I can hear that also. All I'm just telling you is that the Medrash of Yosi, of the Blood of Yosi, that we have at Mishnase, is a whole different story. That's number one. And the Goyim have a whole different spin on this. It's not clear to me that I'm going like this. See, you could say see, I don't know. You could say it if you wanted that the measure of Yosef really doesn't make any sense. All you know from it is that there's a mitzvah called tefillah, and I guess he assumes that it's working with Yosef Tabor and it's working with this other medrash, and the two things go together. But, you know, that's not also great. Go back to Mitzvah Hay, just 1 second. Because, you see, it's counterintuitive. Because L'cheiru, what's the Ram doing with Ivdu B'Torasa, Ivdu Mikdasha? Is he coming to prove anything? He doesn't say anything about Tefillah B'Chlal. He's trying, he has L'cheiru Kasha. He's L'cheiru as a Is he using this? No, that would be amazing that he's doing this. Is he using this support and say Pshat in Mishnah B'Lazar B'Veris, agreeing with nothing in the measures that refers to Tefillah B'Chlal? Or he has the problem that if the Pirush Makubal is that Avoid this Tefillah, L'chere, this Medrash goes completely against the whole story. And the question is left out, so what does it mean? The question, how do you learn this? It's a Kasha? Or it's a Pshat in, you know, and, you know, is the Ram so presumptuous, that's the question, to say, I'm sure to think of Pshat in a Medrash and say, that's what the Medrash agrees with, the Mitzvah, well, okay. You know, you got the problem. It's a very difficult text. You have two ways, okay? You can say that's what he's doing. It's okay. The Omru, because without the first Omru, the first member doesn't make any sense. What Omru is talking about. And the second member also has a kasha in him. So he reinterprets Kloima and he throws it into the first member, and that's a shikl tail. You know, if someone says shikl tail like that to you, you throw him out of the class. Okay? That's the problem over here. So I just told you the other quotations of this Rav Elazar Zagreen. I show you how the Gurim do it. But you could, if you want, you can say that's what Ram says, but that's only if you want. That's my point, okay? Is that fair? Okay, that's point one. Okay, leave this alone. I was going to go into this a little bit. Okay, now, I want to read to you two things in Rambam, okay? Okay, one is in Mitzvah Hay, okay, and one is over here, and then we'll get back to Shir, okay? In Mitzvah Hay, the Ramban says the following. There's an amazing thing going on over here. Okay. I want to go and see how the Ramban plays and does what it does with the Shir of Shlomo HaMelech, okay? With Shlomo HaMelech Tefillah. He says, "Vuhu Reinyon Shebeya Shlomo Olav Hashalom in Mitzvah Hay." Okay, the Ramban Nesogis. Kamo Shekosu Beotzer Hashomayim. V'lo yeh moto, v'ksiv ro kiyeh, deve kiyeh, shidofon yirokon in arbe chosil kiyeh, ki yotza loy oivoy ba'oretz, be'eretz sh'oro, kol nega, okay? Now, that l'chor is going to tzibur, correct? You know, it's not, you know, when you have alba, all these things, it's a calamity on the community, correct? Now let's just read it. Kol nega, kol machla, kol tefila, kol tchina, Ashiya l'chol odom l'chol amcho Yisrael Ashiyedu u ish nega l'vovoy. We're talking about the community, we're talking about an individual. We're talking about an individual, correct? Uforas kapov el abayis hazeh. Okay? In fact, what it means to hold your hands outstretched, and Rabbi Feger says we don't do it today, whatever, but that's what it is. So hold your hands out and feel it, okay? That's what it is. So we have to understand what the Inyan of Noach HaMikdash is according to Ramban. Because I would have said the Inyan of Noach HaMikdash in tefillah because of the issue of Buddha. What exactly is Noach HaMikdash? But the Ram said it's Abuida in Mitzvah A. Ramban is only really talking about Abuida in the B'eis Sora and the Amun, who's a Shemaya Tefillah. Okay? Correct? And the Ramban there, we don't know in the Ramban, in his Eish Tzora, that's Philip, of the Bitochai, the Eish Tzora is the Charavida, it could be it's also going to Yochid. We don't know, do we? In Zo'ok, according to Ramam, it's only the community. Correct? On the Raisa. But according to Ramban, at the end, where he's ready to say what he would say in the Ramam, that could be even on the individual. Correct? It's a little strange he hasn't introduced this yet in Behe Otzeh. He only says, L'chor, he's ready to say Behe Otzeh before he introduces this at the end. Correct? But that's what we have. So, what is he trying to say? That Shlomo is coming to tell us the same thing we told you, I'm the bear Shlomo, that Shlomo is trying to tell you the Pirushim of Kubo. Is he in Avodah, no Chamikdash? Does Ramban come out with a similar type of thing? On the other hand, if we look at this Ramban, he does even more. It becomes very confusing because you look at what he does. Look at this. The Zel Keinyan Shekos Lichzavol Malkom Be'Atzchem Atzal Zarei Atzchem Aloysa Bechatzayiz Nizkat Bnei Hashem Elokeichem V'imitzal Kol Tzor 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 Tzibo Litzoik Lefona Betfilo Betchua. Okay, Uwe Inyan Shebeya Shlomo Olav Asholom. Okay, so this is the Inyan. But that don't make any sense. Because this, what he's doing is, he did a major thing over here. This is, he's ready to accept the Rambam Mishneh Torah about Zo'oka. Because the Rambam Sefer Mitzvah Zo'oka, it's a mitzvah of Chatzreit Reis, both the Mochomo, okay, and B'Shat Sora. And it do with Zo'oka. Zok is not mentioned in Sefer Mitzvahs. It just says Beis Hatzora, okay. And what he's doing is playing around and ready to accept the Rambam's interpretation of the mitzvah the way he does in Mishneh Torah, correct? But how do you do that, which is certainly going to Tzibur, and then make his next statement about the Tzoros Yochid, which you can only understand really in context of what he says at the end, which he hasn't even said yet. So I thought that per se was slightly amazing, okay? And I definitely believed that I had to point this out to you. but we don't really understand how the Ramban puts these two pesukim together, because the pasuk is Za'aka, and if you look at Za'aka the way he says it, L'chayra, this is a mitzvah in Yenam mitzvah. The Ramban quotes, he doesn't disagree over there, okay? But he doesn't, he interprets like he does the Mishnah Torah. And he throws in Shlomo, and he was Shlomo, the way he said it, Tash is saying Shlomo, the same way I told you the Ramban saying Shlomo is telling you the Pshat in his Duba Mikdoshoi. He's learning that Shlomo Melech, Ki'ilu, is Chochm, Chachmah Mesera, is telling you Pshat in Batzalucho, in the Ba'aloyse Bechatzeitzais. Correct? It's an amazing thing. I thought that, you know, everyone goes to this Ramban talks about it. I just wanted to tell you, just all about it. And it's amazing, okay? Now, question is, let me ask yourself a question. I'm sitting in my house and I'm saying a tchina to God, okay? Say that. It's every, men don't do it that much, maybe they should do it more, okay? But women constantly do it, okay? Is there an inyan to face the Makom HaMikdash when I sit down and ask God for something? I'm mischanin elof. Okay, what would you say? V'chera, or that's what Shlomo Melech seems to be saying, called chena. Or don't state in pasuk, no. Interesting is, in Rambam and Mishnah Torah, you get the impression that doing the mitzvah, l'chayr is part of the mitzvah tefillah. You do. I don't know if someone's the tchina to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an avodah. On the other hand, Shlomo HaMelech talks about it, and Shlomo HaMelech l'chayr is an interpretation of the pasuk. We have to know what happened over here. L'maisa, the bottom line is another idea, and with that, I'll leave the thing. But I think I just hope I'm not just completely confusing it today. There's a sefer Hamaspik, which the Ram's son wrote, okay? And in Omid 94-95, you find that he says that the Inyan of Melech HaMikdash is said in Chol, Tchina, and Bakosha.
Isn't something like Tfilas HaDerech a Bakosha?
I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying you could imagine such a thing. But all I'm just trying to tell you, there's an Inyan from Melech HaMikdash. See, in the Rambam, you wouldn't get that impression. From Tefillah Shlomo, you could get that impression. And there's the Sefer Maspik, and L'chaira, this is the Makom. Okay? I thought that if I just left this out, you're missing something, okay? Can I continue? Okay, I just thought this would go faster. I'm sorry, I thought it would go faster. Now, I want to read to you a few lines of the Ramban, which I couldn't read. Okay, here in that Sogas. Back now to that Sogas of Sherish Allah. Vihine. Ledaitai. I think we read this already once. Stoch Shinefolish Benoima. Shinitzavu Yisrael. Lispalu Ela Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ushivakshu imenu levado yis ale mish aloisom viapil lefon of tchinoisom ve'esolka. Okay, so l'chayra, the derech bakosha is two things: the bakosha is an ambassador, and the bakosha mischane. Okay, avo shishai uzbal v'chol yoyim boikim ve'erev letachon et chomhu ukenegi tzimtzim. Okay. Boker ve'erev, connected tefillin tiknu is only the first two tefillos, correct? Bokemeret. Gam. Now, I have a problem with gam over here. I ask you, and I challenge you to interpret these words, okay? I didn't see any words mayor on it. I just can't even read it, okay? Until that point, it's okay, correct? Is there a problem until that point? You have a problem? No. Correct? Gam, betakonezu, lo pirshu matba'a shel tfila. Elohoyu mispaulin, ko echot vi echot kufitzachat l'shoneh b'choch masa. So, the plain reading of this text, if you actually read it, okay, you get the impression that there were two stages in the Takon of Tefillah. There was the original stage where they were sacking Minyanat Tefillahs without a Nusach B'chalal. Okay. And then later, they were sacking Nusach Tefillahs. Now, anyone who reads the Rambam does not get that impression. And what he's doing is presenting to us the Rambam in Perek Aleph of Tefillah. And I was amazed that no one asked the question, and I challenge you to read these words. Okay? That's my challenge. Okay? So, I always said, I wrote that in my notes, and I said, Lu is Mestafina, maybe should Magia B'mokoyim Gam, you should say, Ad Takonezu Lo Pirshu Matbo'a Shel Tefillah. And then, everything I'll call Yovo Mokoyim B'sholim. But if you have the text the way we have, we don't know what we're talking about. Correct? Is that fair? Is that a fair question? Okay. So what I did was, I pointed out so far a very difficult text in Rebbe Elazar ben Osher of Yosef Lili. Okay. We could learn the Omru the Rambam is using to interpret it, but it's a very strange thing. You use one text, which is a wild shot, to interpret another text, okay? I can say, you can say something which I'm wild, which is very creative, to answer Kasha, but you don't bring a creative thing as a proof, L'chaida. I pointed out the issues in Goyim, and I pointed out the text, and it's an amazing thing, okay? Then I pointed out the Ramban. The Ramban's using Tefillah Shlomo in a very strange way to interpret the Pasuk Chumash, Kilu Zabeir on the Pasuk Chumash of Atzalacho in Avagoyis B'chatzaisais. Okay? But Lachayu, that's going on the Tzibur and it's going on the Yochid also. So the question is, what's the scoop? Okay? And what's the mitzvah exactly? Okay? And it's an amazing thing because, you see, what he's doing is an amazing thing. Because he's saying that Shlomo HaMelech doesn't tie tefillah to Mikdash. Shlomo HaMelech ties Zaka to Mikdash, and Zaka is part of the mitzvah of Ba'alei Sebechatzaitzes, correct? Okay. So why should the direction of that be Mikdash? Is it Yirav Avoyza in Zaka? And that's the problem. Okay. So that's another problem. And then I just told you I can't read the Gam in the text in Matveya with the two separate accounts according to the Gam. Okay? Now we'll go further. So that was just to confuse you. Okay, but I think sometimes in confusion you see clarity. It's very clear what the issues are over here, and it's very clear there might have been some issues you might have missed by reading the text. And that itself is idea. Okay, now next. And the Sefer Maspik is amazing. Okay, and the Chayri is Posh Pshat the Pesukim of Shlomo HaMelech. Correct? And especially the Rambam, the Chapela, because the Pesukim Shlomo HaMelech L'chir, both the Rambam and Ramban are saying it's a Pirush HaMakubal. It's not a separate tefillah. Correct? Now, let's get back to Shir Shem HaMikdash, okay? Remember, we talked about that the Rambam introduces all these cases to say that Hoidor doesn't have a Nusach Min HaTorah, and then he says even Shir doesn't have a Nusach Min HaTorah, and then he's really quoting Asher Shalavim. Correct? Now let's just see what he does with Shir Shalavim. It reads like this. V'chein ha-shir she-be-miktosh min-ha-tero hu ki-dib-ro-imer ik-e-shiro b'fe v'shiro ma-kev-es-kolben v'hu l'dobit k'mo she-shonino b'mesech-es-tomit ha-shir she-hoi-ha-levim o-imer-beis-ha-miktosh v'rishn ho-i-o-imer v'ashem ho-oret ha-oret v'lo-yo te-vel v'yo-shme-bo v'ashem, okay? Because this is not the Badai Min HaTorah, because the Shir Shel Levi is only Min HaTorah, is only if you're going to say Yikashir B'Peh, B'Shir Makav is a Korban. But if Yikashir B'Peh is not B'Peh, so you have none. Okay. This demis is this, you have to understand. This you have to understand, okay? The Rambam says in Hukas Klei Mikdash Perek Gimel Loch Aleph Beis and Gimel, okay? Zero Levi Kula Mubdal Avodas Hamikdash Shneim Abayis Ahi Yibdal Hashem Eshever Alevi Umitzvus Asay Liyos Alevim Pnuyim Umuchanim Lavodas Hamikdash Bei Rotsu Bei Shaloi Rotsu. Shneimo be over a lady who as avoidis oil moy. Avoidish lehen he, she yu shim mes amikdosh, viu mehen shoarin, liftoyach shari amikdosh, ulagitul dal soiso, viu mehen mishoirin, mishoire ala korban, bechol yoy. Shneimo vishayis vishayim habaya, eloko, kohol echob, halavim. Ezo Shelis, she b'shem Hashem, havia mezu shira. Moser b'shira, al kol ilois hatzibu achoivo, v'ashar miyaseris beis nizram yayayin. Avol ilois nedova, shemakrim hatzibu l'keit ha-mizbeach, ha-mizbeach, v'chein nesoch ha-boi v'pni atzman, ein omo lehem shira. Okay. The whole loss is very strange, because what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah to be mukhan, or the mitzvah to do to say the Shira. Okay? It's a very strange way he says Mukhan, Leo's Mukhan. It's a very strange way he formulates the mitzvah, Mishnah Taylor. The Ein Koichsin, I'm skipping a little bit, here's the important thing. Mishnei Mosa Halavim, Oim Dim Aladuchan, Bechol Yorim, Loim Mashira Alakobor, Umosif and Ad Lo'olo, Vein Oim Mashira Ela Befer, Beloi Kli, She'ika Shira, She'hi Avuidosa Befer. Ve'acherim hoyu oindim shom menagnin b'chli shir mehen levim mehen yisrael miyuchotzim hamasim l'kohuna l'kohuna shein oil al duchot el miyuchos v'ein elu hamashoyrim al pi hakelim oilin l'minyin hashneim osu. Bekitzer, Ikashir Bepeh, Ikashir Bepeh is Dr. Levine, and the musical instruments could be any Joe who has Yichus. Nothing to do with Levine. Also, since the Sheiris, so, you know, the Reiser from the Sheiris, the Avodah Shebo, is only Ikashir Bepeh. Because Ikashir Bepeh, you have nothing, correct? The Rambam in Prati HaMitzvah Hilchos Klei HaMikdash Shiyabin Halevi Mikdash. That's exactly what I would expect. Shiyabin Halevi Mikdash. Sefer Mitzvah, Mitzvah Chav Gimel. This is the Mitzvah Chav Gimel. Mitzvah Chav Gimel, who shnitzav alavim levad, labai v'mikdash v'avodis yiduois, kmo, nilas ha-sha'orim, v'loi mashir ha-akobim, imak, loi mashir im-akobim. V'om yis'ale, v'yizboch shmo, v'yover ha-levi, hu, v'yover ha-levi hu. Okay, kapos, v'amilis ha-shir v'eis ha-akobim. It doesn't make a difference, you know, you get the same thing. Okay, v'losh ha-sifri, v'ofnei yochiyav, v'yochiyav, v'ovov ha-balkocha, klima, Shehu chayim v'betzim v'mutal lo behecha. The same. Then it's the end. V'yom ha'per sheni de'echa, e'zo she'er shu b'shem Hashem, ha'vim v'zu shira. Okay. The problem over here is that for the Rambam it seems sufficient just to say yikashu b'per. That is an Indian of Shir Shalavim, correct? The Ramban is not happy with that. It's only Shir Makavis HaKolim. He's ready to see, to say a priori, that Ika Shir Befer, but if it's not Makavis HaKolim, then it's a whole different world, correct? Do you notice he's threw this in? Which is an amazing thing. What does it do? The emiss is, and in Chaschinuch, Mitzvah Lutzari test, the Zedas Rambam, very base, and real base, she calls him, maybe all this Kabbalah is Chosbach, and let's see what is. So here, hate your view, Tzibul, the Chaschil, the Song of Sumish, the Zemel, the Zay Yibut al Ashir, Vashu Maratirk, Mu Be'erch, the Fun Dibba Chomim, Shein Ashir, Ma'akim is a Kob, and Akapon, Mitzvah Ika. So Mitzvah Chaschil is very clear about this. That the mitzvah doesn't depend upon its makom as a korban. It's called the Rambam. That's what he says. And the Chayin Rambam, there's no mention. He says that it's a mitzvah. It doesn't say anything about being makom as a korban. So you don't know. The Rambam is doing something amazing over here. We don't know where he came from. Okay. And the emesis, whether Shira is makom as a korban or not, is a machokas tanoim. Machom is a main of hachomim. And it's an Eilchin Yudah Aleph Omen Aleph. And I'm not getting involved if she was Makav as a Korban, it's Makav in the Sochim, or it's Makav Gufa Korban, you know, that really is irrelevant to us. That happens to be a Machlikas about this. There's a Machlikas Tesis of the Russian Eilchin about this issue. But you know, okay, so you know, whatever it is, that's what it is. Okay, so very nice. So what do we have here? So Mistabi is that we don't pass it on Meir, because it's Torah Abona Shir Makav is a common to Meir. Chomer Meinu Makav. My time that Meir Doma Kovietne. As the Levim and the Sunni and the Al Levon, Mitzvah Bnei Yisrael, the Chape Al Bnei Yisrael, Makapol Makeves, Avshir Makeves. It could be that the Rabban is based on Gemara Tainis, and the Gemara Tainis, the Chavzayim and Aleph, puts together whether the Ik the Shir Bepeh and Shir Makeves are called. Omer of Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, Kohanim, Levim Yisrael, Makav is a Korban. Masnit Tona, Rabbi Shimon Ben Yoyah, Rabbi Shimon Ben Loza, Kohanim, Levim, Ushklishir, Makav is a Korban. Michael, Levim, Masoba, Ikishur, Befer, Umasov, Ikishur, Bekli. We're talking about Makav is a Korban. So the emphasis is the Avnenezer, or Chaim, Simchov Zayin, or it's Aleph. It comes to the conclusion in Tainis that the Gemara put the two things together. And maybe Ramban is going like that. Gemara Eichin, you don't get that impression at all. Okay? Now, the next he adds another line. He adds one word over, which is very strange. I just want to talk about that, and we'll call it. V'chein, the Ramban continues, ma sha'anachnu mishavchim boi lokel yis'ara u'kach. Kol, v'chein kol ma sha'anachnu mishavchim boi lokel yis'ara kachu. Okay? What is he talking about? What's he talking about? What's the machine? What's he adding? What's missing? What's missing over here? What's missing over here? What's missing over here? What's missing over here? So the answer is first of all, who be the Ramban the Shitasa and Shikhasa say, Shins Navinu, Lohoides Lishmo, Yis Al Bukhol Ace, Shiniko Batera, Alateva Gedola, Shoslo Besite, Teirasa, Eleno, Bodiono Amaasim, Utsuim, the father, Shibahen Nanch Ninochil, Nanchil Oil Hail of Habo, Bakashi Savino Boch Achach, Ach. Acher kol achila kachil tavino bezu. Pikas atera. Okay, non lusach man atera. And you can also see this is chayim, which could be a hoidah. And we know according to Rabban, there's an element of hoidah in it, because the Rabban in the end of mitzvah tezvav says, vi ein roi le noisa mitzvah achas im akriya. You can't count pikas atera together with kriyas atera, together with the learning. So it's kilu haydor hakodesh boch dibe shavach, which is true to the mitzvah, and the separate mitzvahs, and that's the birchas hatorah is, and that's secret yitzchayim is, and it's no nusach, okay. One of the things that I might want to talk about, if you like, next week, is, if that's so, why didn't the Chachamim convey a Nusach, the same way Moshe Rabbeinu was conveying Nusach Birch Samozen earlier, why was there never a set Nusach in Birch Satera? Okay? Or in Haggadah, till later? Okay? Or, according to the Rambam, why did Moshe Rabbeinu was in the sake in Birchas Hamozrin, Pir Hazom or Nusach, or after Tefillah, until Ezra Sefer? Okay, and other things like that. Maybe we'll talk about it, we'll see if you like. Okay? Hatzlacha Rambam.